Father, thank you for your love, for your blessings, for your presence, for your, Lord, for your life that you gave that we might have life and have it more abundantly. God, thank you for the example you give to us of what true love, of what true sacrifice means. And Father, I thank you for godly fathers throughout the centuries who have stood in the gap for their families, who have prayed, who have sacrificed, who have, in some cases, given their life for the ones that they love, for the ones that they are charged to take care of. Lord, as we open your word today, open our hearts and our minds. Guide us by your Spirit. Father, help us not to just see the words and hear the words, but Father, help us to know the truth, to take it in, and to apply it to our lives each and every day. Lord, I pray you forgive me of my sins. Help me to be your instrument here this morning. We continue to pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts together, might be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Pathfinder. Now, that's not a word you hear a lot, but it's probably a word that you have heard some. What is a pathfinder? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Here's the definition. It is a military organization. A pathfinder is a specialized soldier that is inserted or dropped, usually behind enemy lines, to guide in airborne or helicopter troops. That's a whole lot of definition there, but the truth is that about World War II, man began to understand the power of military air forces. Nazi Germany demonstrated that in 1939 in Poland, and then Japan demonstrated it to us drastically on December the 7th, 1941. And then shortly after we understood about the power of air forces, we began to understand how vital and how useful air-dropped troops could be. Nazi Germany again used those effectively in early parts of World War II. And the United States started working with that and learning from that. But they found pretty soon that there was a problem a lot of times when you drop airborne troops. Now think about it. You got an airplane flying at night, because if you fly in the daytime, they'll see you and shoot you down. So these multiple airplanes flying at night, dropping thousands of paratroopers at night. Now, what immediately comes to mind that might happen? You get lost. You get blown off course. All kinds of stuff can happen. And they realized it did happen. A lot of the early airborne operations, when they would drop these paratroopers, the planes would get separated from each other. And it's all well and good if you drop your paratroopers, but you need to drop them in the same area. What happens if you drop them over 50 miles apart? It's not going to do any good. They got scattered 20, 30, 40, 50 miles from each other. It doesn't work that way. So then somebody came up with the idea, we're going to drop a few specialized troops ahead of time, and they're going to guide the rest of the airplane. So that's where Pathfinder came in. They would, at Normandy, they did. They dropped these Pathfinders ahead of the air invasion, and they guided the C-47, the troop transports, in to drop their troops more concentrated. So that's what the idea of a pathfinder. You might say, what in the world has that got to do with Father's Day? Well, you're going to find that out in just a second too. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 says this, "And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but," that's probably the biggest word in the Bible, three-letter word, "but, bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Notice what it does not say. It does not say send them to have them brought up. It does not say give them to somebody else to bring up. What does it say? You, fathers, bring them up in the
pray for godly fathers, that they will continue keeping on keeping on, that they won't become weary and well-doing, that you will give them wisdom and power to do what they need to be doing. We pray for our children, Father, that you cover them with prayer.